You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Mr. Corey Angelin, an award-winning fitness professional and two-time published author. He has had the opportunity to offer his business philosophy to some of the largest health clubs in the country, understanding that a great experience is what drives success in business. He has been recognized for such success in both television and print publications and is also a sought-after motivational speaker. He is also the author of #SellOut, How a Great Experience Can Help You Sell Out of Your Product. A great problem to have. And Mr. Angelin, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, sir. You did a better job of introducing me than I can ever do it myself, so I appreciate that.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and we certainly aim to please, so that's what we're here for. Tell us, Mr. Angelin, when you say create a great experience for the customer, how does that translate into a sale?
Yeah, what a great question, right? So, Eric, here's what I tell people, that we as a society, as salespeople in general, are horrible, right? And the reason I say that is, you know, we don't go to school to learn how to sell. So what happens is, wherever you go, we're in front of people that really don't know how to sell or really have the skill set to do that. And what happens is we then lack the ability to provide a great experience because we're so worried about selling, you know, asking for that money. And if you don't believe me, walk into any store in the mall and the first thing that happens, right, is the salesperson walks up to you in any store. And Eric, what do you think they ask you when they walk up to you?
It's always, can I help you, please?
Exactly, right? And what do 99.9% of us say in response to that question?
No, thank you. I'm just looking around.
Exactly. And I find that ironic, right? There are even times where I know I need help and I still will say I'm just looking because really at the end of the day, we just don't want to be sold. And the approach that I take is, what if you just forget about selling for a second as a salesperson and actually work on providing a great customer experience? In other words, to me, a great customer experience is the ability to ask great questions, not talking about the sale or the promotion that you have that particular day, but really just getting to know the customer. And for me, asking great questions when you're in that environment could be really special, right? Because it could do three things. One, it could plant seeds. So you could actually ask questions that plant seeds versus just selling to the customer. Two, you could actually ask questions that overcome objections before they even happen. And then three, finally, you could tap into the emotional part of the brain. For example, if you were selling cars, maybe the salesperson might say, hey, Eric, how would it feel if you were driving down the road in this new car with all the features and amenities that this car provides, right? And then the person would say, wow, I'd feel great. So that when I talk about a great experience, very often it really just has to do with the question the salesperson actually asks to the customer and forget about actually wanting to make the sale, because that will happen more so at the end of the experience.
For sure. I like this conversation. Now, can you give us a good example of the kind of customer experience that you're talking about?
Sure. So let me give you a great example of, I like to use the fitness industry because I believe growing up for me as a trainer, I had the opportunity to train a lot of professional athletes and celebrities. But really, if you think about it, a trainer in America, if you're good, you become actually one of the best salespeople around in any industry. Because if you think about it, we have to sell a service that you can't see yet, right? So, for example, Eric, what is your real fitness goal? Give me a good one. What is it?
I guess the overall goal would be to not be overweight and to be at the right weight per my height.
Great. So the reason why I say that I would have more of a challenge in selling you is because you're not there yet. You don't have those things yet. You want them, but I can't show you that. If I was selling you a watch, it's a lot easier, right? So I could put the watch on you. You could feel the watch. You can look at the watch. So I like to use fitness examples because I believe that really good trainers are really good salespeople. So when I talked about those great questions, one of the things I would ask you to provide a great experience is one, is say something like this to you. So Eric, those are your fitness goals. If I was to say other than yesterday, right, if you couldn't choose yesterday, Eric, when would you really want to start achieving those goals that you had just said? What would you say?
What would make more sense is today to make that move.
Exactly. Great, right? And that's a great example of not only planting a seed, right, but now we're starting to get you to think about a sense of urgency. I haven't mentioned how much it would cost or anything like that, because once you do that, I believe that you start selling too much. The other part of it, after I ask a great question, is I would try to be relatable. Providing that great customer experience is asking great questions, but then you also have to be relatable. I have to tell you a little bit about me so I don't become this salesperson to you. I'm more level setted, right? So maybe I would say something like, hey, you have great goals, Eric. You know, one of the things that I did in my life was I was like you. You know, I wanted to get my heart rate down. I wanted to be a little bit less weight. So I was able to do that. And by relating a little bit to you, I then become more humanized and I become less of a salesperson. So when you give that example of a customer experience, it's about asking questions, but it's also about being relatable. Does that make sense?
It certainly does make a lot of sense. It certainly does. Now, why is selling so hard and why are so many salespeople not successful?
Yeah, great. So, you know, this is a pretty simple one. You actually don't have to overthink why salespeople aren't successful at sales. Is because my point before is, you know, you don't go to school for this. It's really trial and error, right? And like I always say, when I majored in sports medicine back in college, at no point did I walk into my biomechanics class and the professor said, today we're going to learn how to sell, right? So we don't have that skill set. We don't go to college for this. We don't study this. So the reason why salespeople aren't great at sales is, one, we don't have a skill set. Two, more importantly, even if we do give you a skill set, we don't practice it, or as I like to call it, role play, which I find fascinating more so as an athlete, because if you look at any athlete in the world, they practice. They play games and then they practice, right? Even top professional athletes practice every single day. You know, there are some steps to overcome an objection in sales. I call it a three-step process. But even if I gave you those three steps, you have to practice it or else you're not going to be good at it. So that's why I think those two reasons is why, generally speaking, we don't do well at sales.
Awesome information on the topic today. Now, how does your experience in the fitness industry influence your approach to business?
It first and foremost, and it's why I'm so passionate about relating fitness to sales. A lot of people come up to me and they go, hey, why'd you write a sales book? You're like a fitness professional. I go, that's exactly why. My job, my entire career is to talk to people, is to get people to believe in what I believe in. So if your goal is to lose 10 pounds, my job is to sell you on the idea that I'm able to help you through that. There's a great book in the world called Start with the Why by Simon Sinek. I always talk about it. And he says a very famous quote that's always stuck with me. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And really what that means is I could talk about all of the certifications that I have and, you know, all of the great things I've done in life, but really I need to talk about why I love to do what I do and why that would benefit you as well as a potential client of mine. So it's great when you use fitness as an example across the board in sales, because again, our job is to relate to people and to talk to people and to build that relationship, which is much different than a normal salesperson. Listen, when you buy a car, even if the salesperson is great, you don't really see that salesperson again. But when you train with someone like a trainer in the fitness industry, you see that person 2, 3, 4 times a week. So you're able to hone in on building that relationship. And it's why I made that progression into talking about providing that, you know, customer relationship across the board in any sales industry.
Today, we're speaking with Mr. Corey Angelin, an award-winning fitness professional and the author of Hashtag Sell Out, How a Great Experience Can Help You Sell Out of your product here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, if you would, Mr. Angelin, can you talk about the experience of QVC and did that change how you sell?
Yeah, great question. I mean, I will tell you this. If you really want to know a great salesperson in America, it is the hosts on QVC. As you know, QVC is the most popular home shopping network in the world. At any given time, they could have 50 million people watching a particular program. And what's interesting is, as a person who's selling a product, such as myself, when I was on it, you only meet your host 10 minutes before. The host comes on 10 minutes before you air. They read a little note card. They study a little bit about your product. And you would think when you watch the program that they actually use your product and they know all about it. But really, they only met you 10 minutes beforehand. What they really do is, to the consumer that's watching, is talk about why you should use that product. And it goes back to what I said before. People don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. It really opened my eyes. Whenever I'm in a sales situation or talking to a potential client or getting advice, I always stress the importance of why you would need my product or service, not what it is or how it works. That's important, but why someone needs something is the most important thing, and that's what the ability of those hosts are able to do, and that's what I learned from that.
So true. Well pointed out. Now, you're a popular motivational speaker, I understand, as well. What's the one question that you get more than any other?
Oh, yeah. So the one question that I get, which is great because I answer this a lot, is when you talk to people, how do you – we say motivate. I like to use inspire because really, you know, I wrote a book many, many years ago, which was a motivational book, and what spawned that was this. I used to walk into bookstores when we had bookstores, right, like Barnes & Noble and stuff like that. And I would see like the latest diet books. And there were a whole host of diet books 10, 15 years ago. You name it, there was a diet book. And I was always fascinated by when someone was to read an entire book like that, it was almost impossible for them to change their entire diet lifestyle just by reading a book. Really what those people needed was to be inspired. So then the question is, how do you inspire someone, right, when you're in front of a group? And it really comes back to, I spend most of my time talking about why something works versus what it is or how you do it. And again, for me, my most popular thing I always tell people is, as a small business owner or as a person in sales, if you can spend most of your time talking to the consumer, whether it's on the phone, in person, or in an advertisement, why they should use that product or service, you will have a lot more success in the end and in the long run. So that's really what I go around telling people. Spend most of your time talking about the why.
Yes, that why is really the hinge point, isn't it? It really is important. Now, how can a small business owner use the strategies in your book to improve their customer base?
Yeah, great. I mean, if you think about it, small business people have the biggest upside to using some of this information. I'll tell you why. Small business owners have a lot more opportunity to meet their customers and build those relationships. I mean, I you know, there's a small business that always comes to mind. It's called Trio Hardware. I live in New York. It's a small mom-and-pop hardware store. I don't particularly go in there a lot just because I haven't had the needs for it. But in the last 15 years since I've gone to high school, that store is still there. And everything around it has changed. The supermarkets have changed. And that hardware store is still there. But if you go into that hardware store, what you will notice is that the owners know everybody that walks in there. So they have the opportunity to stop thinking about what promotion or sale they're going to run and focus more on when a person walks into your store. Think about the questions that you want to ask them. You know, what brought you in today? Why are you looking for this particular product? How is that going to affect you in your everyday life? Versus what most people do in a sales situation, and they'll say something like this. Hey, I think you came in on a great day. We're running a great promotion today. Once you involve price in the beginning of a customer experience, you've lost that customer experience. Because if you think about it, at the end of the day, price or a sale is really nothing more than a transaction of money. In other words, if I was going to make a sale, it's really nothing more, Eric, than you giving me your credit card. I'm going to run a payment and give you a receipt. That's literally what a sale is. So in context, a sale should always happen at the end. You meet a person, you go through some stuff, whatever that experience is, at the end is when you talk about price. So if you can not talk about price, disassociate yourself from worrying about making a sale, and think about those small business owners, they have such a great opportunity to just relate to a customer. They'll have a lot more success at the end.
Mr. Angelin, has been awesome to have had you with us. Incredible information shared here today. If you're in sales in any industry, you've got to be excited about the information that you have just received here today. And we can't thank you enough, Mr. Angelin, for sharing all this information per your expertise. Lastly, what do you hope readers get from your book?
Yeah, great. That's a great question, right? That to stop, to do the exact opposite of what most salespeople do, which is ironic in thinking. But what I want people to get out of the book is stop selling. Start building relationships, stop selling, because I fully believe that if you can do that and use a lot of the steps that I use in the book, the sale will happen automatically. It won't happen every time. Sales is not about closing 100% of the time, but it's about doing better than you probably do now. And that's the lesson from the book.
And before you go, I'm sure the listeners want to know where they can get more information on you as well as your book, Sell Out. Where can they get those details?
Yeah, great. You could just go to Corey, K-O-R-Y, Angelin, A-N-G-E-L-I-N.com, CoreyAngelin.com, or you could just put in Sell Out, S-E-L-L-O-U-T on Amazon, and you'll get the most information you could possibly get.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Angelin, all the best. Thanks so much for all the information and for your visit with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Eric. Great job.
Back at you. We've been speaking with Mr. Corey Angelin, an award-winning fitness professional and the author of #SellOut, How a Great Experience Can Help You Sell Out of Your Product. And for further details, simply visit CoreyAngelin.com. This link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.